brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. Hi, this is Stacy Key, your host, and I'm delighted to be with you. I'm the president and CEO of the Georgia Minority Supplier Development Council, GMSDC, Georgia's leading small business development organization in the great state of Georgia. Let's Talk Small Business is a weekly dialogue about the engine that drives the American economy, small business. Each week, we bring you relevant topics and issues that impact small businesses. You can't get the information we share with you anyplace else. So every Tuesday at 11:30, you want to make sure you tune in to Let's Talk Small Business on Business Radio X. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss the information we're providing. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors, for without them, this would not be possible. The Coca-Cola Company, AT&T, the Cox Enterprise Company, Georgia Power, a Southern company, Randstad, and Wells Fargo. Thank you for all that you do to help make us successful. And today, we've got an exciting show for you. First of all, I've got my co-host is back. I've missed him. Cassius Butts, the regional administrator for SBA. Thank you, Cassius.
I'm glad to be back with you, Stacey. It's only been 2 days since I've last seen you.
I know, but you haven't been my co-host, and I'm missing you.
No, I haven't, but I'm glad to be back, and it's always good to talk about small business.
Absolutely. Mm. And I was jealous. I saw over the weekend that you were on another show, and I said, oh.
Yeah, you know, it was another show, but I told them there's no better show than being on Business X with Stacy Key.
Okay.
And you had a great weekend. Your gala, GMSDC's, had a wonderful
gala
time.
It was yes.
Great. A lot of winners.
We had a lot of great. In fact, Georgia Power was one of those companies that got the President's Award.
That's right.
And so we had a great time all weekend. Yeah, so we're going to kick it off this month with the National Energy Awareness Month and Energy Action Month.
Energy Action Month as well. And National Energy Awareness Month, the White House has a host of events taking place across the country just to really highlight a lot of folks who are really making differences and making certain that we're conserving energy and being sustainable.
And no other company that our guest today is Georgia Power, a Southern company, is taking the lead on that. I applaud Georgia Power, taking the leadership, taking action.
Yeah, they're the first one to jump on it.
I know. Always Georgia Power at the forefront. I love them. And we've got two phenomenal guests with us today to talk about energy efficiency, energy awareness. We've got Steve Morton. Steve, welcome.
Thank you, Stacy.
And then we've got Jim Early. Jim, welcome.
Good morning, Stacy.
Now, you gentlemen we've been here in the studio talking, and these two gentlemen are impressive. We have coined them the Energy Twins. They know all, do all, and they are going to share with us for the next 30 minutes all about energy efficiency and awareness. Gentlemen, are you ready? Buckle up. Are we ready for energy awareness?
We are ready.
Okay, excellent.
Got a G waiting on a no.
Ooh, look at, my, look at that, Steve. So, first of all, this National Energy Awareness Month, where did it come from? Where did that start? It's been around for a while, right, gentlemen?
Yes, it's been around for the last 24 years. It actually started with George Bush, the administration put that in effect. And it's grown over the years. It's gotten bigger. And this year, President Obama has marked this as Energy Action Month. And there's a lot of different things going on. There are several programs and initiatives that have been out there this last couple of years. The Better Buildings Challenge is out there, and it's got a subset. The Better Building Data Center Challenge is out there. And I know Georgia Power has been active in that for the last several years here in Atlanta, where Atlanta has adopted that as part of the mayor's initiative. There's also a Capital Solar Challenge. So we're getting more and more involved with solar in the state, and Georgia has become a big state for solar investments as well.
Actually, and so when they say energy awareness, it's making you more aware of conserving, correct? I'm assuming that's the focus. And then the action part with President Obama is saying do something. And so you guys have really stepped up to the plate and are taking this action with all the things that you're doing. Is that what that action about? Taking action? And I applaud President Obama for saying, hey, we're going to be aware, but let's do that awareness and do something. Your boss, Cassius, he just kind of took it to the next level, right?
He did. And now we have some folks who are really in a position to do something about it. And so, of course, Georgia Power is taking that initiative. And you mentioned solar. Can you let the listeners know what you mean when you say solar?
There's a lot of photovoltaic solar stuff going on out there right now, and that's really big. Customers are wanting to put that on their homes. Georgia Power is making major investments all over the country in solar and wheeling that into the state and bringing that to our customers. And we have displays on several of our facilities now that you can come out and take a look at. I know we've got them on our headquarters at 241. Ralph McGill Boulevard has a big solar display. And out at our new customer resource center, we've got a solar display out there as well with all the equipment that a customer would have to purchase to put solar in their house. So all that stuff's available, and that information's available from Georgia Power as well.
So they can do that now. They can take advantage of it now.
That's out there right now. And there are special rates that you can get on if you go solar, so all that's available as well.
So I'm going to back up real quick, and I'm going to say ask both of you to talk about what you do around this energy efficiency and awareness and action, what both of you do at the Georgia Power Southern Company. And tie it, you know, tell us about what you do. And then, again, our focus is, GMSCC's focus is small business. So we want to make sure we tie this to small businesses and how we can help them drive dollars to that bottom line. Because, you know, they're the engine that's driving this economy. They're creating jobs. So more dollars we put in their pocket.
I think right now what we have is an opportunity really to say, hey, how can I conserve? How can I do it the smart way? And who's leading the pack? And who's leading this initiative? And so really by the administration taking the initiative to acknowledge this is the opportunity for you to conserve. We're getting ready to go into some cooler weather right now, Stacey. It's getting a little cold, which means that it's going to be, you know, some heating bills are going to go up. How can we conserve? And so I think with some of the initiatives that Georgia Power has in place, either if it's solar or taking the steps to reduce energy in your homes. Can you talk a little bit about that? What does it take to reduce energy consumption in your home?
And tying that to what both of you do.
First I'll start. This is Jim. I'm going to go out and do energy audits. So my team does all the commercial industrial energy audits around
the state.
You're
the guy that small businesses call. Jim Early is the guy that small businesses call for the audits. So we're going to get your number so you can be a BFF, okay?
Okay. And I have engineers that cover the entire state for all the businesses. We have two or three people that work just Metro Atlanta small business. So we actually have concentrations.
Oh, wow. You're the small business guy.
We have small business people here, too. So we do a lot of energy audits in Atlanta for small businesses, and I have people that are dedicated to that. And all the regions around Georgia also have people in those offices that are dedicated just to the residential and small commercial audits.
Excellent.
As well.
And you mentioned a good point that residential and businesses can take advantage of this. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We have audits for anybody that's a Georgia Power customer. We have residential audits that would come out of the regions. Mm-hmm. And then my team does all the commercial industrial audits from small commercial all the way up to large industrial. So we cover the entire gamut of all of our customers have the advantage of getting an audit if they need that.
Excellent. And so, Steve.
Yeah. I'm one of the commercial energy efficiency program managers at Georgia Power Company, and in my role, I am responsible for helping implement and manage the energy efficiency rebates that we offer for our commercial customers.
That sounds like money to the bottom line.
It is. And the program is designed to encourage customers to become more energy efficient, and in doing so, we are helping our customers reduce the initial cost of the equipment investment, and then the longer term savings are through the energy bills. And that is available to all of Georgia Power Company's commercial customers, and there are a myriad of different products that have rebates associated with them.
How would they know to go about to acquire those pieces of equipment? How would they get them?
The first thing I think is for our customers to take advantage of our energy audits that Jim just mentioned.
Okay.
And then through that source, we would be able to offer some direction to the customer on where they can go to make the energy efficient improvements.
Okay. Is there a requirement of what type of business you have to have to take advantage of this?
The only requirement is it has to be a commercial class customer, okay, which is approximately 300,000 customers in the state of Georgia.
Okay. Okay.
And so let me ask this quick question, because when I think of a commercial, the behavior around efficiency, what are you guys seeing around the behavior and actions, again, energy action around commercial customers around energy efficiency? Because, you know, again, in offices, you know, employees are not necessary, because it takes the employees' action is what drives that. Is there a trend in terms of behavior that you're seeing, that people are getting in the office more efficient? Are you seeing, because it seems like there's more education needed there.
Yeah.
And I know I'm trying to figure out how we might be able to help, or is there something we can do? Because this month we're going to be focused on energy efficiency, working with you guys all month, between what we've got with today. We've got more on Let's Talk Small Business. We've got a business opportunity luncheon. We're going to be having brochures. Want to make sure we're doing our part to educate. What are you seeing from behavior of people around this whole energy efficiency?
Yeah. And anyone who's really advocating, you know, who's advocating, you know, how do we get those folks involved?
Well, you talked earlier about the Atlanta Better Business Challenge and what's going on and what specifically they're doing. Mm-hmm. Those goals are to reduce the energy use in buildings, which is huge in Atlanta, 20% by 2020. So they have goals that they're going through and promoting energy audits and promoting customers to change out products and put in different plans to conserve energy. And some of those things that you can do, especially in small business, is just make everybody aware to turn stuff off when you're not using it. Yeah. Turn off the lights. Set the thermostats down when you leave at the end of the day, or up in the wintertime, up in the summertime. So just turning the thermostats up and down, controlling that slightly. Turning things off when you're not using them. We talked earlier before we went on air about, you know, controlling things that, like TVs and computers that use a lot of energy even when they're turned off.
You mentioned a power cord.
That
power cord, right?
That power cord, yes. Oh, that was excellent.
Yeah, there are power strips that are available in the marketplace that you can get at many of the retailers that will.
Yeah, you know, we have a retailer called The Home Depot.
Oh, yeah.
Home Depot
is well known in Georgia, of course, but Home Depot and other similar types of facilities offer on a retail basis power strips that would automatically power down some of that equipment.
I have never heard of that. And so it would automatically power down and automatically conserve. So if you plug your television and your, you know, all the, you know, your entertainment stuff into that. Wow.
So, yes, televisions, computers, things that would use power even when they're not on would be automatically powered down through that power strip.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was thinking, when you were talking about just the power strip, and so how does that work? Is the energy goes to the strip and it just cuts off itself, or is it timed?
There's
a difference between just a regular power strip, right?
That's correct. There is a big difference. A normal power strip is just basically allowing you to plug multiple devices into that strip. Mm-hmm. And these, what I call smart power strips, will monitor the energy use. And if the television or computer or any other similar type of equipment has been powered off for a specific period of time, then it automatically shuts the power off to those units.
I think I like that as a giveaway.
Yeah,
I think those need to be those are incentive giveaways for one of our next events. You talked about the audits. Is there a checklist somewhere? And maybe for our listeners that are, you know, if they're interested, there's a checklist for a small business checklist of things you might want to consider for conserving. And, you know, maybe that's something, is there something that exists or something, you know, what are your top two or three things on the checklist, you know, to help small businesses conserve?
There's a couple of things there, Stacy, but there's actually, you can see a checklist. You can go on to georgiapower.com/savings and you can see a checklist of things you can do. You can actually give yourself a small commercial audit online. So
you
can do it yourself. So you can actually go online and go through the little procedure they spell out there and give yourself your own personal.
It's not fun though. You want the Georgia Power guy to be there.
Would be
or girl. Guy or girl.
We have both.
Yes.
We'd be glad to come out and do that. But if you just want something today, you can go out and do that yourself. Also, there are checklists out there. And some of the biggest things on the checklist are some of the things we started to cover. You know, just turning things off when they're not in use. Controlling your set points. And don't set the air conditioner down to 72. You know, set it up 75, 78.
See, I have 78 in my house. And I'm getting those ugly looks when I had 78. They're like, are you kidding me? 78? Then no, that's not going to work.
Yeah. And then in a commercial space, you know, 78 may get a little warm, so we allow people to go to 75, and that's doable in a commercial space. In the wintertime, the same thing. You don't want to set your thermostat above, you know, 70 in a commercial space. It's going to get warm.
So how does it work when you may adjust the temperature but turn on a ceiling fan to make it a little cooler? Does that?
Okay, yeah, I like that, because that's exactly what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do. Does that help or does that not help?
As long as you're in the space, that's a great idea.
Okay.
Turning on ceiling fans, get that air moving. It's going to feel evaporation off your skin, and you're going to feel cooler anytime you've got that fan going. So that does help, and that's a big thing. If you're not in the space, it's not really doing things for you. So some people leave them on all the time.
Right.
And that's just using energy when you're not really going to take advantage
of
it.
So in the office, if I turn the temperature up to 80 and bring fans in, is that good?
You're still going to get a lot more looks if you go all the way up to 80. You know, we're probably, you know, 78 is probably as high as you'd want to go.
And bring
in
a couple of fans in from the Home Depot.
That would be great.
And let them blow on the individuals in the office. Okay, I'm going to be good.
So you mentioned earlier about the solar panels. How long does it take to have that installed?
We don't actually install them. We promote them, but it's probably a 6-month process from the time you say, hey, I want to do this, to go out and find a vendor that you want to research and get the right people working on your house.
Okay.
And putting all that in and then getting it installed, getting the metering equipment, getting the inverters and all that. It's probably going to be about a 6-month process for you in general.
Okay.
Now, you know what? One of the things that's going on around this energy efficiency, the LED lights. So I want to talk about what's going on with the LED lights, because the last word, my mother sent me to get some, the old fashioned bulbs, I'll call them. She said, okay, let's stock up because they're going to go away. And so let's talk about what's going on with LED. They are going away. What is the impact of this from a commercial as well as residential? Tell me about LED.
Okay, you're right. Over the last 4 years, the federal government has changed the standards on lighting, and they've done away with 100-watt lamps, and then they did away with the 75s, and now the 60s and 40s are gone. So everyone's looking for a more efficient lighting source, and LED has become a great option for that. LED is more efficient than even the compact fluorescents that we've had for years. Every exit sign ought to be an LED. LEDs have extremely long life, so that helps the payback on it. So if you get
I sit on the board for Department of Transportation. You said those lightings can be LED?
Yes.
Oh, my.
Yeah. There's
savings there for the great state of Georgia?
There are savings everywhere. You can put LEDs outside. We've got outdoor lighting that's promoting LED lighting right now. And every fixture you can have in the facility can look like it looks now and still be LED. So you can have fixtures that look like fluorescent fixtures, but they're LED fixtures. You can have spotlights and
cost,
floodlights.
What's the cost comparison there?
There is a premium on the cost, and we do have some rebates that Steve will talk about later. But you know, you're probably looking at, instead of buying a $2 pack of 100-watt light bulbs, you're talking about a $14, $15 for a two-pack of light bulbs.
But they don't produce as much energy, so it does cut down on that, the environment as well, right?
They're using a quarter to a third of the energy of the other lamps. So it's much, much less energy, much less demand on your house, much less demand on the Georgia Power system as a whole. So it does have a very good
payback.
So that's
the right thing. Steve, in a commercial environment, the LED, can I use, because, you know, in our office, we've got all those lightings, LED works in the commercial as well?
Absolutely. Any existing lighting fixture that has been in place for some period of time needs to be considered for a retrofit. And that is due primarily to the economics. It's really one of the first places that we recommend customers take a look for energy savings and dollar savings on their billing. And it's because in most cases you can get a payback on some of those in about a 2-year period or less. So it's a very economical thing to take a look at. But LED products are available in just about every kind of application. So it could be a screw-in lamp, just like Jim was mentioning earlier, or it could be recessed fluorescent lights like you see in many commercial establishments.
Okay. And you can find those just about anywhere as well, right?
They can be purchased in a multitude of places. A lot of the recessed fluorescent lighting and some of the outdoor lighting, you may have to go to a commercial contractor to get.
Okay. And really the overall results is cutting down on energy, saving actually, really, it sounds like a ton of money. Right? Is that the results?
Yes. The rebates that we offer are a great incentive for our customers to take a look at the energy savings that are potentially available, but the real dollar savings for the customer is through the energy bill. And okay. Over the period of the next 2, 5, perhaps 10 years, because these LED lamps do have such a long lifespan, you're going to more than pay for that cost of that cost of that lamp through the energy savings.
Now, we talk a lot about the savings. So assume I do an energy audit for my office, and we go through the whole process and we implement. What kind of typical savings? You know, I know you can't give hard, but what kind of typical savings do you see as a result of? I've implemented the lighting that Steve's recommended. I've turned down the thermostat and turned up, and everybody's hot and toasty and cold.
No one's yelling at you.
Yeah, you know, and so we've got the, I think, low flow toilet. So, you know, whoo, we need more water in there. And so now what kind of savings am I going to see?
From just the lighting, you can probably save 5 to 10% on your electric bill just by changing out your lighting to more efficient lighting. So, it's you want to have somebody come through and make sure you're changing out the right lights with the correct lamps. So that's something that we could do for you easy on an energy audit. We're going to do that. We're going to tell you about the rebates that Steve talks about. We're going to tell you about the energy savings. We're going to talk about the life of the fixture, where an LED life is 50,000 hours, and your typical lamp you screw in that incandescent lamps 1,000 hours, so you're talking about 50 times the life on these fixtures. So it's a lot of life. It's just a great opportunity for you to put in that and save over time.
And the cost to come in to do that audit?
Oh, there's no cost to any of our audits that we have at Georgia Power.
Okay.
So all of our customers have available a free energy audit to them. By someone coming out to their site, as well as the online energy audits.
Free?
Yeah, that's free.
Okay,
no
so
cost.
I happen to know what I paid Georgia Power last year in terms of my whole power, and I happen to know what we pay at the office. So you're saying a 5 to 5 or 10% reduction? That's significant. That's major.
That's huge.
And you're right. It more than pays for the bulbs. It clearly does. Yeah. Plus, I'm helping the environment. I'm conserving. It more than pays for it. So it is, and then you come out free, and I get to be with a Georgia Power person. I get to get a BFF out of it as well.
Absolutely.
Now, just for the listeners, how do the listeners request an audit?
They typically call into our business call center, and they can call into just any of the Georgia Power numbers that are out there. They can hit us on our website and request an audit. So there's a lot of different ways they can actually get in and request an audit. So any of the Georgia Power numbers that they have, they see the number on their bill. They can call that number and just say they want an energy audit, and we'll put them in touch with the right person for that reason.
That's huge, Stacey.
That's huge.
That's huge. Yeah, it is.
A couple of questions, because I see we're running out of time, and we're going to have the energy twins back. I see that, so that we've got a lot more material. Okay, HVAC. We want to touch on HVAC and the trade alley.
Okay.
We want to touch on both of those things.
I'm going to go ahead and speak to that. We've talked a lot about lighting and energy audits. I do want to make everyone aware that we offer rebates on quite a few other pieces of equipment and measures that you may install at your business. So, for instance, heating and cooling equipment, HVAC, there are rebates associated with going with higher efficient new heating and cooling equipment. Reflective roofing, if you need to do something with your roof, a reflective roof has a rebate associated with it. Water heating is another area that we have rebates. Mm-hmm. And if you
is
have
that on your water heater?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And commercial and residential, right?
That is correct.
Oh, excellent.
And anyone that has a food service operation, we have quite a few rebates associated with the food service equipment that they would have in their establishment. And then finally, I'd like to make sure that everyone out there understands that we have a small commercial program that offers some rebates specifically for our small commercial customers. And those would be things that are outside of those items, that those areas that I just mentioned, things like programmable thermostats.
Ooh, I like that.
Ceiling insulation, some water heater wraps.
Yep.
So there are a number of things that are available strictly for our small commercial customers. And you can find out all of the details of this energy efficiency rebate program at our website at georgiapower.com/commercial savings, all one word.
Steve, and how long will those rebates be in place?
That's a good question. These programs are approved by our Georgia Public Service Commission.
Okay.
And we are on a 3-year cycle. We are nearing the end of year 2 of this current cycle.
Act now, listeners.
It's good to go ahead and take advantage of the program. It is going to continue through next year as the program stands currently. We will be filing for an extension of this program and perhaps an expansion of our offerings in January of next year. And then whatever is approved for by our Public Service Commission will go into effect January of 2017.
Okay. All right.
Excellent. So, all the information is on the Georgia Power website. Clearly, everything's on the website. If you're listening out there and you've missed anything, you can always reach out to us at info@gmsdc.org. We'll gladly get information to you, because you can schedule an audit, commercial audit. You've got rebates. They've got information. You can drive savings to the bottom line.
Free audits too.
Free.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than this.
That's right.
Home and residential, but again, we're focused on small business. There's one area we haven't touched on, and as we're wrapping up, I want to make sure we talk about it. We deal with suppliers. And so is there opportunity here for small businesses that are, maybe in the construction space? Is there a program for them to understand, to make sure they understand, so they're, as they're building and they're engaged in residential and commercial, that they're knowledgeable about all there is to offer in this space, so that they're implementing solutions around this?
Absolutely, Stacy. We have a trade ally network where we train our contractors in the state of Georgia on the commercial energy efficiency program and work directly with them to help them implement this program and help them to communicate with our customers about what is available. So for contractors that are out there that are interested, they can find out more out there on our website, again, at georgiapower.com/commercial savings. There is a Trade Ally tab where customers that are eligible or contractors that are eligible can go to learn more about signing up to become a Trade Ally. And for customers, there's a searchable link there where they can go and find out what contractors can perform some of these retrofits that they may be interested in taking on.
And Steve, you mentioned eligibility. What are the eligibility requirements?
The primary requirement for our program is that you have to be a Georgia Power Company commercial customer.
Okay.
We do have programs for residential customers that are slightly different, but it does have to be commercial and not industrial.
Is there a time frame that they have to be a customer?
No, it can be a new customer. Okay. Many of these rebates apply to new construction projects.
So if someone was listening today and they wanted to take advantage of this AC, they can just switch over tomorrow and take advantage of it, right?
That's correct.
But they have to go through the training. There's a training process or program. There's some material they need to familiarize themselves with.
To be a registered trade ally with our program, they do need to go through this training process. It's
right.
A fairly simple and short time frame of training that they would need to go through and apply to become a trade ally. And we vet those contractors out to make sure that they're in good standing.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to protect our customers as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, because once Georgia Power says you've got you're in the program, I trust Georgia Power. And so when they come to my home, I expect them to live up to that same standard of Georgia Power.
That's right, Stacy.
So, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for being here. Steve Morton, Jim Early, for joining us today. Any parting words as we're wrapping up today to our listeners about energy efficiency, taking action around their individual commercial and small business energy plan? Any parting words from both of you?
Just there are going to be some other activities going on this month, and they may want to take advantage of that. There's going to be a business opportunity luncheon on October the 13th that's going to be sponsored by Georgia Power. There's going to be some lunch and learns as well, and another radio show on October 27th. So if you want to get more information, we have some more people that are going to be coming and speaking on October 27th as well.
Cassius, what about you? Any parting words from you?
Well, I think just for the listeners, just to take advantage of these opportunities while they exist now, as Steve and Jim mentioned, this is the wonderful time to convert. We're getting ready to go into winter. And so I want you to definitely stay involved. And also, when you have the opportunity, take a look at the initiatives that are taking place. Again, this is National Energy Awareness Month. There are several different events that are taking place across the country. And I think this is a good time to really learn how to save on energy efficiency opportunities. And so take advantage of it.
Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you again. It's always great to have Georgia Power, a Southern company. We're going to have you back. Thank you to our listeners. Thank you to our sponsors. Next week, another show of Let's Talk Small Business. Enjoy your day.